A classic musical is a little like a pop standard song, one that every musician wants to sing themselves. Theater, in general, is a little like that. Any production of a well-known show, say, The Sound of Music, carries with it a kind of karaoke vibe, a nervous awareness that, just as not everyone in a karaoke bar can actually sing, not every new production of a great old show will be any good or have anything original to contribute. Well, with some musicals, that can be a tall order, having something new to contribute. Sticking with The Sound of Music, few American musicals are as well-known and beloved as Rodgers and Hammerstein's tuneful tale of an Austrian nun at the brink of World War II who becomes a governess and falls in love with the father of the kid she takes care of. The movie version is so well-known, in fact, that every stage production since has to compete with Julie Andrews. Music and images so indelible it's almost impossible to imagine improving on it. So most productions settle for simply copying it. But every once in a while, a production does manage to bring something fresh to The Sound of Music, something that no other stage production could possibly dream of doing. In the case of The Mountain Play, the 100-year-old institution that stages beloved musicals in the enormous Cushing Memorial Amphitheater atop Marin County's Mount Tamalpais, what director Jay Manley brings to The Sound of Music is sheer, unlimited size. Expanding to fill the massive stage area of the 3,000-seat amphitheater, the designer Ken Roland has built a gorgeous, sprawling Naumburg Abbey for the opening Alleluias, sung by a chorus of 24 Benedictine nuns and monks. When Maria, played well by Heather Buck, first sings the song The Sound of Music, she's stationed at the center of the amphitheater, in the audience, belting the tune from a large boulder besides a wind-twisted tree. A few moments later, when Maria is assigned to the household of Captain Von Trapp and his charming children, the abbey splits into two, each piece pivoting around to create the mountainside mansion of the Von Trapp family. Later, when the Nazis take over Austria, the sight of massive swastikas fluttering over the stage is impressively jarring and effective, as is the sight of an authentic BMW officer's car, accompanied by a motorcycle with sidecar driving up to the Von Trapp mansion. Even the score has expanded to include all the songs from the original stage production, plus two songs written specifically for the Julie Andrews movie. The Mountain Play always promises a certain amount of spectacle, and with this production of The Sound of Music, Manley and his cast and crew certainly deliver it. But at the same time, they manage to stay true to the intimacy of the story, which at its center is about people falling in love, struggling to do the right thing in difficult times, following their hearts when it would be easier to follow the crowd. In this case, I do recommend following the crowd up the mountain for a Sound of Music that is truly memorable. The Sound of Music plays Sundays at 2 p.m. through June 15th. For all the info, visit mountainplay.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.